What if the biggest risk to your business in 2026 isn't your competition, your cash flow, or your market? It's the governance gaps hiding inside your own leadership structure right now. We are living through a week where 5 separate global news stories are all pointing at the same warning sign for coaches, consultants, and private enterprise leaders. From a turbine manufacturer in India to the University of Chicago rolling out AI to every single student and staff member, the pattern is impossible to ignore. Leadership accountability is breaking down globally, and the cost of being behind on this is accelerating fast. If you're building a business without a governance framework, you're carrying structural risk that no revenue number can fix. First, people strategy is now a compliance issue. Full stop. When Triveni Turbine Limited hired a CHRO with over 20 years across engineering, sustainability, and business transformation, that wasn't a luxury move. That was a risk management move. Your leadership pipeline isn't a soft discipline anymore. It's a measurable risk factor. If your succession plan is undefined, that's due diligence failure, not an HR gap. Second, AI adoption is outrunning accountability, and you're probably already exposed. The University of Chicago just deployed Anthropic's Claude Enterprise to their entire institution. Every student, every faculty member, every staff person. Their own announcement language was cautiously hedged. That tells you everything. AI tools are already inside your operations and client communications. The question isn't whether you're using them. It's whether your accountability framework has caught up with your adoption curve. Third, governance maturity means auditing your blind spots before a crisis forces the answer. IATA, representing over 370 airlines globally, just appointed Saadia Zahidi as their first female director general, and the first from outside the traditional airline executive pipeline. Their board asked hard questions about what their leadership composition was missing. That's exactly the strategic self-audit that Nemoji Enterprises coaches high-performing private clients to build into their leadership review cycles every single quarter. Here's your one action item from today. Before your next leadership meeting, pull up your org chart and ask yourself honestly, if your top 2 decision-makers left tomorrow, what breaks first? Write that answer down. That gap is your governance priority. Laura Johnson puts it perfectly. Tight compliance structures don't slow momentum. They create it. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.